Can you hear me?
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, August 31st, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have back with me my regular Thursday co-host, broadcasting from overseas, Wilhelm Felderhoff. Wilhelm, yeah, good to get back in touch with my European brother.
Hey, Richard, good to be with you. I hope the sound is good. The audio is quite weak coming in, but I hope you receive this well.
Yes. You sound very good so far. So, yeah, we'll hope it stays a good connection. And so how have you been? You know, what's up in your sphere, sir?
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer just shortly. A lot of things going on, of course, a lot of things on the horizon, a lot of things in reality. But for now, we're still sort of enjoying the nice weather, and I'm sort of preparing my going back to Holland. That's I haven't been there for quite some time, so that will be nice to go back to my birth country. I think we will be leaving in a week about that, and then I will stay there for a month. But haven't been following really like very much on the news. I'm just working outside doing different projects in the nature outside, and different working project with some friends around. So that's nice always to work, actually, to be busy outside in nature. That's very good, other than on the screens. But for sure, a lot of things are happening. A lot of things are evolving and being rolled out as we speak. So let's see where it goes.
I've been hearing the last couple of weeks about how some new European Union internet laws going into effect or something, where there can be heavy fines for people who maintain a platform, or if they don't deal harshly enough, you know, with you know, what is permitted and what is considered what against community standards. I don't know who we're supposed to look to these days for this guidance, rather than allowed to make our own decisions with our own media sites. But I don't know, have you heard anything about this? Since you've been out of the news cycle, I take it not really. Yes.
Well, I'm very much aware of this Online Digital Service Act, which is at force as we speak. I think it has been implemented like I think a month ago or this month. So for sure, that has created a legal structure to just ramp up the censorship. But the interesting thing is that the censorship is ongoing for the last decade already. I've been very much confronted with this myself when I still had a website and I had all this activity on the different platforms, and like YouTube and all that kind of platforms to spread some information and interviews and doing all this activism conferences. So that was already being done in around, that was I think in 2014 it was, when they had this censorship round, when about 70,000 YouTube channels were taken down, including my own. And then that was like a year or three ago, they were attacking all these alternative websites with copyright claims, and I was one of them. That was for me the just the nail on the coffin in that sense, because I was being sued for thousands of euros for posting articles or publishing articles on my blog. I don't have any commercial benefits or anything of that, but for like 5,000 euros per image, which was used, and then copyright claims. In that way, they had another round of censorship activity, where a lot of alternative websites just quit it, like myself. Because I cannot cope with it financially, of course, with lawsuits and all that stuff. That didn't make any. That's very demoralizing as well. Because although there were some lawyers very supportive, actually, lawyers who were supporting all these alternative outlets. But yeah, now we're coming in a new era where it's legally just allowed to just take down all these websites, more even. I mean, it's already very much censored, the whole internet by itself, the search engines and everything. If you want to find anything, it's just not there anymore. All these great work and articles and just historical things, it's just not there. If you find it with the regular search engines, which is just comprised almost all of it, like Google, DuckDuckGo, all these search engines, they don't come up with anything anymore. Or you have to go to the 50th page or anything like that. But now they just can take it down, legally allowed, whatever it's worth. Is this, of course, is legally. So, yeah, I'm aware of this. And, of course, the biggest thing in this whole thing is the hate speech aspect of it, because they will use hate speech laws or whatever ridiculous tools regarding hate speech to take down people and just imprison people or fine people in a ridiculous way, which is already happening as we speak. So I think it's already happening very much, but we will see more of it during new crises, which are already shortly around the corner, I think, with viruses and climate madness or war or whatever is coming. And then they will apply these tools.
And it certainly has been a slow boiling of the frog aspect as far as more and more topics, which are included in the umbrella of being at risk as far as what's considered hate speech, for that matter. I mean, it just continues to grow and grow to more and more absurd, vague definitions, for that matter. Very weaponized, the term hate speech. And, of course, we know who at the top of the chain is doing this. But, I mean, so in 2014, when all of that happened with a lot of YouTube channels, I've been hearing about that ever since. And this is when you started dealing with attacks to your website, Dutch Anarchy. But, you know, you've always been very constructive and careful in the way you approach any topic. And to think that you were even included even back then, I think that says a lot to me. You know, regardless of the topics that someone's including in their material.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I always try to be sort of neutral or objective and not really extreme in what I'm saying. It was just sort of publishing information, especially revisionist information, you know, with Second World War, different operations during the Second World War, whatever. But that was already enough to take my whole YouTube channel down. Another thing is that my WhatsApp conversations were also recorded in 2013 and 14. I got some copies in 2019 or 2018 of some friend who had a raid in her house in Germany. And she saw these documents. She just let me know. She said, listen, you're on these documents, actually. So she sent me these documents. And there were my WhatsApp conversations with her in 2013 in the Dutch or in the German intelligence agency documents, just copied. So it was already back then what they were doing. And then they labeled me as a well-known anti-Semitic person, which is ridiculous. But that's what how it works. But yeah, the censorship was already, off the scale, but most people, they don't mind. I mean, when my YouTube channels were taken down for the third time, then I stopped with it. Because I had like 130 videos, and I'm not an editor. That's not my specialty. I find it difficult. So it was a lot of work, but it was just taken down with any warnings or strikes. And then when I shared this with friends or people around me, like my channel was taken down. And this is quite worrying, actually. It's not about me, but the fact that my channel is being taken down, this will continue. But didn't seem to bother a lot of people. They thought, oh, this is just you. You're publishing this extremist stuff, probably, la, 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 without looking at it. But so where we are now, it's not a surprise. It's what we've talking about for long times, and it's happening as we speak. But, I mean, we don't know how it will roll out, of course, because it's just too insane and too megalomaniac to believe, but it's happening. It's 1984 on steroids.
It really is. And when I think of the waves of acceleration with the censorship, the internet, different topics, and the whole slow boil of the frog approach they take. Oh, yes, 2014, as we point out, was notable. I suppose 2017, at least in the United States, with the Charlottesville incident occurring, was another a point where things were really ramped up, you know, to focus on anyone who's talking about Jewish power or anything related to white people in a positive way to some extent. I mean, it just started, just getting more and more generalized, vague, large umbrella of what would be included, in a, especially with this weaponized hate speech term. And then, of course, COVID is notable. Again, I'd suggest 2020. 2014, 2017, then 2020. That's interesting. Every 3 years, 14, 17, 20. So now 2023 we're in, okay, 3 years later. And it does seem like I'm hearing from everyone in independent media out there, actually, this past year, that both in Europe and in the United States, that once again, the elites, the wealthy elite, basically want the internet devoid of independent media. You know, they don't even want to have to deal with it as a liability for their agendas anymore, because if that's not there, most of the public will have no idea, you know, what the real motives are behind a lot of these agendas, won't understand them whatsoever, and will be completely blinded and oblivious to however they're sold to the public. And so, yes, that's what I keep hearing in Europe and the United States, that they, at this point, they want to shut down the independent media for good, and sooner than later. Basically, and yeah, it does follow a cycle of every 3 years. That's 2014, just like when economists look at the markets and see these trends that are inevitable, the cycles and time frames. So 2014, 17, 20, 23. Do you want to comment on that?
Sorry, I just missed here or something. I'm struggling with the audio. I missed that one.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, I'm just saying, it's again, you know, I mean, this year I've been hearing Europe and the United States, they'd like to shut down the independent media for good. And it does seem like another acceleration, like every third year, in as we've been seeing.
Yeah, I agree. And it has an escalating aspect in it, for sure. But I think also with the just the apathy, there's also, it seems like, in sort of apathy there with people who seem to just being in a complete shutdown modus and don't have any awareness of this censorship online. Most people don't have that awareness. They think that everything is, you can find everything online. If you Google it, then you can find everything. There is no censorship in that sense. They're just in this sort of lockdown modus where they believe everything which comes from the mainstream stuff and channels and Google search engines and all that stuff, which is now, controlling, just in full control of the internet. So it's not just such a difficult thing to shut down really these alternative platforms or just have them shadow banned. That's also a very powerful censorship method for sure, because most people don't see it. They're not confronted with other information than the television screens and their social media and mobile phone exposure. Other than that, they don't know how to look for it. They don't have any effort to look into it. So it's really very much fragmented, and also what's the right word, that they have compartmentalized this whole information structure in a really right way, because also in the alternative media, many people still think that they can find everything in the alternative media and that a lot of people can see it and we have to share it, but it doesn't work like that anymore. I think the compartmentalization and the technology to censor and shadow ban information is just, it has been done very effectively. And so it's not so difficult to censor, to get more censorship, or also the legal, all these legal things, the laws that have been implemented and different definitions, that's for most people is just not there in their, in their spectrum of their perception of reality. They don't see that. They're not aware of this stuff. They are just happy that everything is back to normal. That's what they think, and it's what they want to think, and the rest is irrelevant to their, to the security of their individual sense or individual comfort zone bubble.
Since you bring up search engines and Google, I'm wondering what you would suggest for people. I mean, for a lot of years, I'd been using DuckDuckGo. I've heard some people claim that it gets some of its search engine power via Google, either that or that it's similarly compromised in some ways these days, or was all along. Some people like the Russian one, Yandex, but I mean, a lot of these people have such a positive image of Putin and Russia, as you and I have discussed. So, I mean, but perhaps certain topics you might find a little more, free with information there. But there are certainly other topics where you may still. I don't know. Would you have any search engines you could recommend for me and the listeners?
Well, that's difficult because, as I say, I'm not so much anymore really on the internet active in searching stuff or information. I'm also a victim of this social media thing that I have my Telegram channels where I scroll through, and I'm mostly I'm interested in funny memes, actually. That's what keeps me sort of uplifted. And very funny stuff on Telegram. But for browser, I use Opera, and I have a VPN, which is interesting because, for instance, in France, Rumble platform is completely censored for now almost 2 years, I think, 1.5, 2 years. Rumble is not available in France. And but if you use a VPN on Opera browser, that works good for me if I'm looking up things or... then I can see that it's starting with a new clean sheet. For what it's worth, I'm not really much into it. So I wouldn't know what is a really good search engine. I used DuckDuckGo, but I see that this also now it's ridiculous. You cannot find anything. It's complete kosher. You cannot find real information, which is really going all the way. It's just very much aligned with Google search.
Okay, yes, and I mean, as far as, well, I see we just have about a minute left in this segment. I did want to get to Elon Musk again, because it's like, yeah, they're trying to brand him as the alternative for everything where you can trust big tech or something, and it's just so ridiculous. And as far as search engines, there's perhaps not one perfect solution. And, you kind of have to learn with experience how to get information with a combination of techniques, I suppose I would add there. We'll have to continue on the other side as the music will be coming in a few moments. And I want to remind the listeners, all right, as John Stadmiller always pointed out, RBN here is the premier place for free speech. I mean, it is the canary in the coal mine for free speech. You see RBN go down, and free speech in this country all together is likely to be sure to follow. And we are actually really hurting, folks, at the end of the summer here, it turns out. And with this economy and just all the changes we've been trying to deal with at the station. So if anyone out there who means to donate whenever is vital, this is one of those times. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate button. I don't hear the music, but I believe it should be rolling, and there we are. So stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff. And I was mentioning the last ramping up of censorship, boiling of the frog, getting you conditioned like Pavlov's dog, practically, to accepting censorship on more and more topics. And not questioning it. You know, it's just to be expected, to be anticipated with your tail wagging, to get more censorship against community standards. Come on now. But it certainly was a big acceleration regarding science in the medical fields, health information. Holistic doctors, of course, for a decade. I mean, even before I started doing radio in 2016, I was actively absorbing, at least since around like 2010 or something, you know, a lot of other broadcasters and their research. And I was hearing about all these holistic doctor deaths for like a decade now, but that was really prominent quite a while back there, Wilhelm. And it's amazing how much people have been desensitized now to all medical and scientific information the past 3 years being in these categories. You know, people like Dr. Mercola are particularly amazing examples of a violation of the free speech, the First Amendment in the United States in particular, supposed to be the freest country for free speech there is, Wilhelm. Would you like to comment on those points?
Yeah, well, it's really very, very good reference to, it's a Pavlovian society now. I mean, after like a century of just doing research on the society, you know, on how to steer the society in certain directions, on social engineering, risk propaganda, and all these efforts to steer the society in a certain direction and to control it to the maximum. is really very successful. If you see the results now, as the current reality, we live literally in a Pavlovian society where people are in stimulus response modus, operating completely in line with government dictates and government narratives, and are just literally order followers for the state. So it's really like a stimulus response society, which starts now really very young, at a young age, of course. That's the problem, of course, in the so-called, well, it's not the education, but schooling system is now really refined with the technology, of course, for sure, with these algorithms, that people are operating from this Pavlovian dynamic. They don't look for themselves. They just react on what's presented to them in the desired way. And in Hegelian fashion, towards a desired outcome as we speak. But if you compare it, it's remarkable. And the frog is already boiled, I think, to a great degree as we speak. But if you look around, for sure, and people are happy. They're happy now that everything is back to normal. So it's very easy to steer them with a new crisis in a certain desired direction. I think that's good to really be aware of it as well, where this is going. It's not a surprise. It's not we don't want to go the whole thing into a certain direction, but it's good to prepare for it because there's a big chance that it will go in a certain direction, which is not pleasant for sure. And I think if a new crisis will be presented, and it's already happening in a certain way as we speak, well, with wars, I mean, also the whole apathy towards this whole flirting with nuclear war and just a hot war with Russia is just remarkable, that people are just openly flirting with it and promoting it, and nobody speaks out. Is this a good idea or not? So let alone if a new climate crisis or this COVID thing, pandemic stuff will come, the masses will just respond in a more fanatic way, I think. That's a big chance. And that's also desired for implementing new laws, more control, more tyranny, and more of this insanity, of course. So, it's a Pavlovian boiled frog system.
Indeed it is. And people on Facebook, even going back a decade, I mean, they're posting some piece of truth, some bit of truth on this topic or that. Them knowing from their research it's true, but, oh, here, I'm going to wait and see how long I get taken down on my second Facebook account with this one now, since I'm already suspended on the other one. And, you know, just complacency upon complacency when I talk about the Pavlov dog as well. And let's see how many community standard vague responses and, being put in the penalty box like a child. It's just, people should have pushed back a lot sooner. And again, they want to rebrand this with Elon Musk because Mark Zuckerberg in the past decade failed miserably, I'd say, with some people. But with a lot of others, you know, they don't see that there's any problem even with Facebook. Like you say, Willem, a lot of people are oblivious to the censorship encroaching. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff. And just to shift topics a bit here to COVID PSYOP news, we're hearing that there's been a steady pace of deaths ever since early 2021, continuing. I mean, comparable with what we were told were COVID causes of death, you know, just prior to that, 2020. And so that we're seeing basically 82% of that death rate, which has been maintained ever since. And I'd say in the long term, a lot of these doctors are correct who are saying that, you know, these shots, you know, just getting one even, but almost exponentially, the more of these shots, COVID shots especially, that you have received, you're going to be, of course, with a weakened immune system more and more sequentially, and as far as just potential organ failure eventually. I mean, you know, vital organs not lasting for as many years, having as long a lifespan. I mean, they're estimating, oh, this many years less you can expect to live with each sequential shot you get, for that matter. And yeah, just having a handful of these alone, it's suggesting, I've heard even suggesting a couple decades at least you could be taking off your life, you know, even in the conservative aspect. But so, I mean, this update I had here, this was, well, I mean, you know, if it's a news aggregator, a Citizen Watch report, and deaths are at 82% average weekly deaths from pandemic peak. We've hit quite another milestone. You know, I mean, 600,000 excess non-COVID natural cause deaths, adding give or take 4,850 per week consistently since week 14 of 2021. This is 82% of the average weekly deaths from COVID during the pandemic, a full-blown echo pandemic underway, and no one cares. And, you know, we have some charts that were posted on X/Twitter. Let's see, the source for these, well, the charts were provided, rather, by Ethical Skeptic at Ethical Skeptic. Also pointing out, however, when we tally all the mistakes from disruption, denial of treatment, mRNA, again, lockdowns, and all the other pseudo-expert actions, you know, and we look at the data with a few different, angles, you know, in the different charts, he's providing alternative interpretations of the data. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to continue, you know. It's been estimated about 10 years out from when these shots were rolled out is when we really might see the largest effect of just how much of depopulation effect these in the long run may truly be having, Wilhelm. Are you hearing similar information?
Yeah, I do actually. And I mean, it's very difficult, of course, to get a real understanding of what's happening, what will happen. But for sure, these numbers, the statistics speak for themselves. And these are actually official statistics. You see, the excess death in Europe is the same. There's an excess death of 40% in some age segments, like 35 to 45 with men. It's an excess death of 40%. Like compared as during the pandemic, I mean, that by itself should raise some eyebrows. But I also understood that, and with myocarditis, for instance, that was also before COVID, that if you have suffered from myocarditis, that you will stay, you will suffer from it, and it will not heal completely. Actually, you will suffer from it very in the 5 to 10 year range. It's very destructive and very severe, actually, but on a longer run. So what will we see from that coming? That's also, we don't know exactly, but it might be that we will see a lot of excess death continuing. So, which is also more maybe part of this boiling frog principle, because people don't recognize it, actually. It wasn't just, you know, related to the vaccine. Another thing I heard, if that's true, maybe you can confirm or say anything about it, is that I heard that the virus system, you know, the vaccine adverse effect registration system in the United States was being canceled. Did you hear anything about that?
Yes. I mean, as of June, they stopped taking in data. Is their story? Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, that's a very powerful step, of course, if they cancel these databases, because they were very powerful evidence on what was happening, very detailed, you know, with a long history. And if that's being canceled, that's another powerful step to just censor it and just propagate the official narrative that it's safe and effective.
Yes, I believe the end of June is when I saw it. No,
okay.
June 30th.
Yeah. All right.
And
yeah.
Well,
besides that, it was already just less than 1%, which was reported on that in these systems. I don't know how it is with the yellow card system in the UK and the Euro. UDRA vigilant reporting system in Europe, if that's also cancelled, I don't know, but that was already less than 1%, so it doesn't make any real difference also.
Yes, I mean, it's questionable for a lot of reasons, you know, when this will be accelerated. I mean, if they could even get away with lockdowns in most places in the U.S., many question whether that's possible outside of perhaps the far left leaning blue cities, which are so susceptible to it. We had a story from Epoch Times. CDC responds to mask mandate claims. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention responded to a speculation that the agency could be bringing back mask mandates on public transportation or in federal offices. And a spokesperson, what are they claiming from hospital admission levels? Currently low for more than 96% of the United States, but they recommended transportation workers, travelers, passengers, and others get the COVID-19 vaccine before they travel. The CDC, they won't let any of this lie. We're hearing that they're claiming all of the shots no longer will protect you from the current variants, especially with the election next year in the United States, of course, the election variant, people are already calling it. So that's kind of funny. But Biden wants, a new boost. I don't know. They're not even calling it a booster. They want a new mRNA COVID shot for everyone, whether they've gotten any of the ones in the past or not. We've heard this in the last month from him.
Yeah, and I saw protests also in Canada, especially protests from people protesting because they dropped the mask mandates in certain healthcare units or hospitals. So they were protesting on the street, really, that they want these masks back, these mask mandates. So I think a lot of people are feeling happy and secure with it. So it's a sort of unhealthy, dysfunctional comfort zone with these lockdowns and masks, of course.
Oh, yes. I mean, some have compared the masks to security blankets that a child becomes attached to, or a favorite stuffed animal that they can't part with until much older than recommended, or that sort of thing. And, there's a... Of course, a lot of the green agenda pushback continues. I mean, we've heard for a couple of years now. I have here 1,600 scientists signing no climate emergency declaration. International scientists jointly signed, dismissing the existence of a climate crisis and insisting that carbon dioxide is beneficial to Earth, contrary to the popular alarmist narrative. So, 1,600 scientists, they must all be wacky, insane conspiracy theorists, right, Willem?
Yeah, and right extremists for sure as well. Just being ignored, it's remarkable, really, especially with this climate thing, this whole body of science and the scientists included, many, many of them are just being ignored, and it's working in a certain way. Although, in the East, in Asia and China, they don't worry about climate change at all, actually, or in India and all these BRICS countries, they don't have any issues with the climate. It's just only in the West where this Marxist, cultural Marxist ideology has infected all the institutions and the education systems, political, whatever. We are suffering from it, so these people are blind, just on a suicidal mission. But it's remarkable, you must admit it. But with this censorship, more and more censorship, it's more easy by the day to promote this nonsense.
And how expensive they're keeping the electric vehicles. And I mean, their battery can often cost half the value of the entire vehicle itself when it needs replacing. It's ridiculous how much it's obvious to me because, we've been hearing declarations from, a lot of these think tanks and international organizations, the United Nations and the World Economic Forum. They want most people to not own a vehicle in their dream of a future.
Yeah, they already say it. In Holland, they already say this openly, that not everybody will own a car. That's not possible anymore. And they also announced last week in Holland that people with an electric car have to pay car tax. And it was nothing. There was no car tax for electric vehicles before. And now suddenly they announced that they're paying, and 1.5 times more than regular gasoline cars. They're paying more tax than these cars. So these people feel really betrayed now that they bought this electric car. Many bought it because you didn't pay tax for it, but now they announce you have to pay tax for it, and even more than for a normal car.
And everything related to the false pseudoscience of this green agenda people have to understand, the most important thing to understand here is it's not about science, and it's not even about money. It's about control rather than about either science or money.
Yes, control and destruction of the both, especially the West, deindustrialization and depopulation and destruction of the West.
But of course, there's still a price war for them. And Elon Musk, you know, your good buddy who wants to chip everyone, he is at the top with his Tesla of the. There are a lot of people having to turn away inventory because the U.S. EV vehicle market is having piled up cars, you know, on their lots. You know, they're not selling with this economy and everything, knowing how bad they are. They'd rather have a used gas petrol vehicle that they could fix up. I mean, but of course, they also have so much digitization, so many chips, circuit boards inside, and that ensures you can have a kill switch. And in the future, that will be very important too to these people, Willem, to not be able to use it at all if your social credit score suddenly goes down too far, or if you go outside of the zone where you are supposed to be restricted to for life, right?
Yeah, but I mean, luckily we have given the monopolistic control over techno, over biosecurity surveillance systems to Israel. So I think there will not be any bad intentions, you know.
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah, Israel only has the best of intentions. The entire planet. No, thank you for that point, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes. Intel inside means Israel inside. When I got my most recent a server quality CPU put together. I built it from components. I thought at first I was getting away from that. You know, I had a pretty high speed gaming processor popular with gamers, which was a competitor of Intel. But from what I hear, I mean, Mossad and Israel have their claws in them as well. AMD, that one you got to watch out for as well, folks. There's really no way out there to get away from this unless, you know, honestly, if our own people, our own folk, start our own computer companies, you know, circuitry manufacturing businesses, and pretty sure there's not infiltration, if you know the sort of infiltration I'm alluding, then, you know, there could be in the future an alternative. But it would take a lot of dedication of a lot of people who would have to wake up. But no, Elon Musk, you know, he's about to add video and audio calls to the X, formerly known as Twitter, platform. I mean, in some ways, you still see Twitter all around the environment there. But, you know, he's trying to gradually rebrand it X, I guess, to appeal to Generation Xers like me, perhaps. Or what is it about? Or just to look bad with that big X on there, you know, like the rappers or something. I don't get it. But he wants to compete with platforms like Skype as well. Basically, it sounds like Musk says video and audio calls coming to X as super app emerges. And, you know, I mean, like I say, he's trying to rebrand with Twitter what Zuckerberg was doing with Facebook. Zuckerberg's still trying to have it a marketplace for businesses and expand it in all the different ways, like an eBay type of thing or Amazon or whatever component. And, you know, but still, for people who are a little more wary to censorship, there's now the new Twitter, which supposedly most, even patriots, will trust with Elon Musk because they don't really look into enough about what this guy endorses in a lot of different agendas. So now with just another place where you go for your everything, you know, I mean, that's what Elon Musk wants. If Facebook didn't work with the optics and Zuckerberg, then Elon Musk is the new face of the person who will let you do everything in one big tech place, who is against big tech. And we're supposed to believe this. We're supposed to believe this. Yeah.
He's a good guy. Like Trump. Guy.
You know, here, maybe we can skip this last break. Mike, I should probably jump to callers here.
Yes.
We have Tom in Florida. Tom.
Yeah. Good day, Richard. Good day, Willem. I wanted to talk about, by the way, the headline is, Odella, you guys got my call kind of late. Odella delivers big blow to Florida Big Bend. I just wondered how you did it with the hurricane, Rich. Everything all right?
Yeah, we're okay here, you know, in the St. Petersburg actual city area. I heard one person in a mobile home park was saved from flooding by police. But yeah, for the most part, we didn't have much anything to report here, Tom.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Miami Herald, the hateful communists as they are, it's like a big, it's like a love affair now that Florida, where the rednecks are up in the northern panhandle got destroyed because, you know, the Miami Herald are run by a bunch of communists. But here's what I want to talk about. You know, we got COVID going on again and all this. Now they have a new bacteria that's coming out, Rich, a skin-eating bacteria. It's eating the brains, and you go into water, these people are getting brain-eating amoebas. They're getting their skin eaten off. I mean, is that the next variant they're going to have of something that's going to come in and start eating your brain? And my wife's going, I don't want to get into the real heavy roast because I'll explode. But, you know, now we're talking about these amoebas coming in, and these people are getting these skin diseases where flesh-eating skin diseases. Is that what the government's going to perpetrate on us next? And here, by the way, Rich, here's the big news for Wilhelm. They're going to tie our money, our hurricane money, in with the Ukrainian money to send to Ukraine. They're giving $700 checks out in Hawaii. In the meantime, they're giving billions and billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine to start a World War III or Russia, who's got the most nuclear warheads of all the countries in the world. Biden needs to go out of prison with his crazy son. You got this crazy Mitch McConnell freezing up like an idiot. He looks like a zombie upstage. You got Dianne Feinstein can't even walk because he looks like Stephen Hawking. And then you got all these other criminals in Washington in their 80s and 90s. Look at that Pig Pelosi. Pig Pelosi can't even, she got the Tourette. I mean, it's crazy. Our government's gone nuts. And our country's falling to pieces. And you're like Europe. Europe and the United States are falling to pieces because, hey, Rich, we got to face facts. It was the white Europeans who built this country. Yeah, you had some Chinese building the railroads. But you had an homogenous Northern European culture that built this country. It wasn't a bunch of Zulus, and it wasn't a bunch of Hispanics that came in from the Moors. And, of course, I'll talk about El Cid one day on your show if I could. He was a great man, by the way, El Cid. But, Rich, our country's falling apart. And look at these militant black women whose one husband's in the Black Panther Party in Georgia, Rich. You hear me?
Yeah. Wilhelm, would you like to respond to Tom's points? I can't argue with any of that, frankly.
No, well, same here. I just agree with what he's saying there.
Anything else,
yeah.
Tom?
Well, no, I'm just going to say, Rich, if Joe Biden does not get impeached next month, I have no hope for this country. I have no feelings for this country, the founding fathers or anything. Because our country's been compromised by a bunch of zogs, and we're allowing our annihilation, and we cannot allow that. Look what they've done to NASCAR. A bunch of rednecks gave you a sport called NASCAR, and all of a sudden, you got Bubba Wallace lying his ass off about the noose. You got all these criminals. You got all these minority groups trying to take over NASCAR. You can't even have a race car sport anymore for white Americans. And you got to take the rebel flag down? Bill Francis, the guy that invented that, his grandson's taking over. The problem is, Richard, you get these grandkids taking over for all these, for the old money, and they're a bunch of woke liberal imbeciles. They're woke, and they're a joke. Look what's going on with Budweiser. Look what's going on with NASCAR. Every time the movie industry, Warner Brothers, even those old Jews back in the day, Richard, their daughters had to have their dress past their ankles. But their money, all this money these kids inherit, that's how the world's getting destroyed. This is all an inherited money. And they never had to work for, and they'll destroy the country because they're so woke with their lying communist Marxist bullcrap. And by the way, I was reading up about Abraham Lincoln. He was doing communique with Karl Marx. Abraham Lincoln, look it up. They were writing letters to each other.
Hey, that's a lot of awesome content there, Tom. Thank you as always, sir. I'll try to fit in the next caller. Have a great day, though, sir. And let's go to Joe in Florida. Joe.
Hey, Richard. Hey, William. Yeah, thanks a lot. Hey, Richard, really quickly, I'm not going to dwell on it, but I just want to thank you for confronting your Tuesday co-host. I agree with you. Not everybody that listens to RBN is a national socialist, and a lot of the listeners don't like it when a caller bullies callers or hosts. That's all I'm going to say. I wanted to ask Willem and you on your opinion about this. You know, more that we get the distance from the whole COVID hoax, it becomes more obvious that it was a psychological operation. You know, like, for instance, even the people, I'm not saying that people weren't fired for not taking the jab, but a lot of that attempt from this administration to force employers to fire people, that never actually panned out. And I was a bit shocked. A lot of people, I think, took the jab simply at the threat of being fired. They didn't even pursue it. I'm grateful. I was threatened, but I got an exemption. But I think there's a lot of people who didn't even go there. And it reminds me of that old adage about the most effective prison is the kind of prison where you convince the prisoners to lock themselves in the cell at night. I'm just wondering how much, even though they're going to ratchet up these tactics again, how much of a resistance will we have this time? I think it's going to be a little bit more. Am I being naive?
Willem?
Well, it's a good question, but I think I agree, it's a psychological operation, the whole COVID thing. Most people took this vaccine, I think like 40%, because they want to go to restaurants and theaters. So that's what they want to continue. Then there's another part who took it because they had to go to work. That's a small part. And the biggest part was because they want to travel. They want to go by plane. So that's purely psychological reasons to take it, not for their health, actually. They didn't take it for their health. Like maybe 10% took it for their health. So that says it all about psychological aspects. And I think it's very successful. So I think we will see less, as a result of this psychological operation, we will see less resistance. But I might be wrong, of course. I hope not, but we have to see. But I think it's we will see less. We will see more vicious attacks in any case on people who resist. Who are going to resist again. So maybe there's more resistance, but there will be more vicious resistance to these people who are resisting with the order followers and the police and the system. That's what I think.
Yes, people will be forced perhaps more into ostracized groups, I might add. Joe, anything else?
No, that's it. Keep up the great work, Richard, and thank you, William.
Thank you so much. And Patrick Slattery is going to be live today, folks, if that piques your interest. Willem, great as always having you here on Thursdays. Have a great week, brother.
And you too, Rich. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
And folks, please support Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Click on that donate page. And, of course, you can call to donate at 800-724-2719. Extension 3, so that we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.